Hello and welcome to my first ever podcast. My name is Sasha and I have a guest.
Hello, my name is Devin.
And so basically the premise of what we plan on doing is having conversations while I do makeup. So for those of you listening to the audio version of this, feel free to head over to my YouTube channel at Sazzle Frazzle if you plan on wanting to see the visual representation of what's going to happen. Basically, we're going to talk, have cool conversations, and I'm going to do makeup during the entire process. And hopefully at the end of our really good conversation, we have a makeup look for everybody to see.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. I mean, to begin with, everything is going to be kind of up in the air. It's not going to be super, you know, on one set schedule necessarily. We might have videos out every couple days, every week or so. We're also going to have some janky setup equipment, so the first couple are probably going to be not as good as further on the road when we get more prepared and get more used to this.
Yeah, definitely hoping to inquire about new equipment, and hopefully with new equipment will come new makeup products as well, so we will have the best of both worlds while we're here. But let's dive right into it.
Okay, first off, let's just talk about you. Give us a little background about yourself.
Yeah, well, one, my name is Sasha. I am 24 years old. I'm also going to start my foundation right now for those of you watching on YouTube. I'm 24 years old, and basically, I grew up in a, like, small, it's not like a town, but it's kind of a town, but more like a city town. A town that replicates a city. And so that's kind of my background as far as growing up. I've done martial arts my whole life. I have done volleyball for a really long time. And I am one of seven siblings. So that's kind of just the gist of who I am.
And I am a 21-year-old. So I've grown up in the same city/town. Population around 380,000, so I would say it's more of a city than a town.
Okay.
But it's definitely, it's not bad. It's definitely pretty cool. We live on the West Coast, so it's pretty nice that we have a lot more diversity. I also grew up with siblings. I have a single brother, and I have two sisters. And they are cooler than her siblings.
That's not true. You know my siblings are. They're really cool, okay?
They're pretty cool.
Thank you. But yeah, so that's basically where we're from. We've known each other for quite some time. I'd say pretty long time. Like.
Like almost 10 years?
I don't know. I met you when you were in 7th grade.
That was like 12.
I was 15. Now I'm 24.
Yes, almost 10
years. Yeah, almost 10 years. That's insane. That's a long time.
That's what I'm saying.
Devin has talked about creating a podcast for quite some time. So I'm really happy that we were able to come together and create something that we both are really interested in. And having different perspectives on it makes it so it's kind of a cooler experience for both of us.
Like she said, I've always been a huge fan of podcasts. There's so many different types of podcasts I listen to. So, Sasha.
Wait, just a second. So, for everybody watching from home right now on the YouTube channel, I am doing my concealer right now, and we're just making sure that we get rid of the darkness under my eyes so that I don't look as much like a zombie as I normally do. And for concealer, I like to use the Tarte Creaseless Concealer, and I think it's a pretty great brand. I do really like this brand just because of the ability to mend well with the skin. So if you're looking for a concealer, that's the one I would recommend.
Okay, Sasha. What was the catalyst in your life that made you want to start doing podcasts?
Well, Devin, I will say that aside from having a bunch of people influencing me to just do anything I thought was possible my whole life, I had always talked about doing podcasts when I was younger with my dad, and he was always, like, my number one support, a very influential person in my life who has always told me that if I wanted a door to be open, I just have to create that door myself and walk through it. And so I think by surrounding myself with people who have like-mindedness in that aspect has allowed me to feel confident and comfortable enough to really just create that door and walk through it. And so I think ultimately my number one catalyst would be just the overwhelming positivity and support from my dad, as well as my mom, in their upbringing of me, because I never had any doubts that I wouldn't be able to succeed in something if I tried, because they instilled that positive mindset into me at such a young age. So that's kind of where I think that would stem from.
That's very well put. Very well put. Yeah, no, I've always been a fan of podcasts. I think they're super cool because you don't have to watch the visual podcast, but you can just do other stuff and listen to it. So that's why we're also recording it, because, you know, it's a really cool idea to be able to do your makeup while you're on a podcast. But I think it's also, like, really cool just to, for one, sit down and have a conversation with a friend and be able to talk about stuff and have people hear it. Because while I'm at work and stuff, I just listen to podcasts. I just chill. There's not much to do, so.
Your leg was shaking on this, and I can't see it.
I just chill, listen to podcasts. I do work and stuff, but, you know, there's not much I would like to listen to more. You know, you can listen to a song about 100 times, but it's not like all artists put out a whole bunch of different music all the time.
So. Exactly. And I also think the thing about doing podcasts with someone else is that you really get to... It's almost forceful conversation in, like, the least forceful way, because we're basically saying, hey, you have to sit down and talk to me for a period of time. And that, like, requires that we express our thoughts and that we have open dialogue. And so it kind of just allows for more conversational opportunities and growth, you know, within our relationship and just knowing one another.
I agree. So, have you ever tried any other form of creation in reference to vlogs and social media?
Yeah, so I think the first time I really thought about making any type of content was when I was a kid. My cousin and I took our, like, family webcam that we had. It was an old, like, Sony webcam. It was super old. But we would take that and we would, like, run around our house and video just everything. We tried to make scary, like, paranormal Activia movies. Paranormal activity videos.
Skinny ghosts.
Yeah, and there was, like, this setting that was on it. So it was, like, a green background, you know, in, like, what's that movie called?
Paranormal Activity?
Yeah, but there's another one that's kind of like that.
I mean, there's a lot. There's, like, Blair Witch. There's, like, I think the one you are thinking about is Paranormal.
Probably, but it was really cool because we would, like, run around our house and we'd be like, oh my god, I'm so startled. And pretend that we were, like, running away from, like, different things. And we would make, like, crazy foods and have our siblings try it. And we would record their reactions and stuff. So I think that's really when my interest in, like, videoing life began. And I was probably, like, 12 at that point, or, like, 14, between 12 and 14. And then I watched, you know, different YouTubers and whatnot as I grew up, and just, like, seeing that it's a reality, it's possible, like, people do it, and other people actually watch it. I guess I always was concerned, like, if people would watch it or not, but I realized that it's a real, like, thing that happens. Like, people actually make podcasts and YouTube videos, and other people, like myself, actually watch it. Alright guys, for those of you watching, I don't even have to say that. Alright guys, so now I'm just finishing up with my eyebrows. I like to use the NYX Tame and Frame. It is a, like, pomade, and I think it's really nice for making your eyebrows not look as extra sticky compared to other products. I kind of like it to look like a soft blend, and this product does a really good job at that. Normally I would just start from the edge of my eyebrow and work my way down, and I always start from the inside to the outside by lining the bottom and the top and then filling it in, and then I fade the inside part so it doesn't look like one black streak across my eyes. I like it to look a little more uniform and kind of, like, faded, so it looks as natural as anyone could make your face look with makeup on it.
But yeah, no, I feel you exactly on watching videos and, like, you know, wanting to become a content creator, because it really is very, I mean, they say the word influencer, and influencer is correct, because it is very influential to be able to see people and see what they're doing and making content. And for one, it just looks entertaining. Like, and I'm not one to sit there in front of millions of audiences of people sitting there in live shows and whatnot. So, like, being able to sit in my own area and being able to be comfortable and still make content for people, it's just really cool.
Yeah, and you can always, you know, edit out the stuff you don't want people to hear. And I think that's also really nice because, you know, it's not, like, natural for everyone. I get nervous. I get uncomfortable. So it's really nice to have the ability just to be like, no, we're not going to include that today.
Yeah, yeah. So speaking on videos, what are some creators that you've drawn influence from?
Oh, yeah. I think, like, a very popular creator right now that I absolutely draw influence from is James Charles. I've watched his videos for a long time, and seeing his growth and seeing his positivity, I think is really awesome. I think that that's also influenced me in knowing, like, he's one of those people that I saw, like, make it. He's one of those people that I was like, is it possible? And I looked at him and was like, okay, it's possible. And so I think that that's something that he influenced me for. When I think of influencers, I definitely think of David Dobrik. He is someone who has a lot of influence, especially on people around my age category. And a lot of the things I've seen him do have all been towards a positivity or, like, a movement towards positive things. And so I think it's really cool to see that he uses his platform often for positive reinforcement. And I hope that I have the ability to do that one day, because there's lots of things that I think the world can benefit from. And once you have a platform and you use it in a way that creates a safe and comfortable environment for other people, I think that's really what my ultimate goal is.
Yeah, I agree with that. I started watching PewDiePie when he was at 300,000 subscribers.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Yeah, now he's, you know, the second most subscribed person on YouTube. It's just super surreal. You know, I've basically, like, watched him grow, and seeing the adaptation that he's had to go through the years, and seeing all the different changes that him, social media, and the world has changed throughout the years is really, like, awe-inspiring, for one, because you never know what's going to happen. And for two, it's just really rewarding, and it makes me feel like I could do it too. Because I understand he's been making videos for 16, 17 years, but it's still just the fact that I could do it too, you know? It's just super something that makes me feel like a rock star.
You're like, anything you can do, I can do too.
Yeah, not better, because PewDiePie is the shiz.
Yeah, PewDiePie is definitely someone that I also really enjoy, just because I think his content is, one, hilarious, but when I think of PewDiePie, actually, I think of, like, I think back to, like, who was the first YouTuber that I, like, sat down and regularly watched? And I would have to say that that was Tobuscus.
Tobuscus.
Exactly. Like, you know, I can swing my sword, like, everybody knows that song, you know? Like, he made Sideburns. He made so many different, like, spoofs and parodies of things that I thought was just hilarious. He was, like, super original.
Not even to mention Good Mythical Morning.
Yeah.
They've been around for
years. Exactly. So it's really cool for one to see, like, adults doing that, you know, what society deems as adults, because they're using it as, like, a career. It's really cool to see that happen and know that, oh man, I could do this, like, for a long time. I could have fun creating content for people for a long time, and I think that that is ultimately what I really strive for. I think that's really awesome.
And in any circle, you're gonna get some sort of toxicity and some sort of hate, but, you know, regardless.
Oh, yeah.
I could actually care less.
Yeah.
Because the people who care about me are the people I care about.
Yeah. I think it's really important also, because whatever you're doing, especially at the beginning, I feel like for most people, at least, when you first start doing something, that's usually because you genuinely wanted to do it. there's like some genuine value in what you're doing that you hold to your heart. So I think when you first start doing something and remembering why you first started doing it, it doesn't matter if people don't like you because you're doing it because it's a value that you already set within yourself. So I think it's really interesting to like look at it at that perspective and think about why did people decide to start in the first place? Like, why did PewDiePie sit down and be like, I want to be a YouTuber? What was going through his head? And does he still like reflect on that thought now, you know? And is that something that I would do if I was in his position? Would I sit and think, oh man, I remember when I had my first podcast with bad lighting and poor audio, and I was just sitting there thinking, man, I'm going to do it. I'm going to just try for it. And I think about that often. Like, am I going to hold this energy with me all the way until wherever I am in the future? Am I going to keep true to that, you know? And I think that's something that a lot of creators try to think about.
That is also true.
One sec. Makeup. So, guys, I definitely finished up the contour. I'm thinking it looks pretty good. We used the Huda Beauty Contour. It is a cream. I really like it because it gives me this kind of, like, golden brown look. I think it offsets my skin really nicely. And then the next thing we're going to do is start priming the eyelids so that I can do a very colorful look for you guys today because I've been all about the colors lately. So we're going to dive right into that while we answer some more questions.
So, as of recording, it is December 23rd, 2020. This year has been a jumble mumble of a whole bunch of stuff. We have had our election, because we do live in the United States. We have had a virus that has wreaked havoc over the earth. We've had several different societal changes within the Black Lives Matter movement, within police reform. What are your takes on that?
That's a lot to think about.
So let's start with COVID first.
Okay, yeah. Working at a hospital and then seeing things being implemented into society in a different way is definitely something that was hard to transition into because you're practicing one way that's so strict and rigid, and then you go into society living and it's a lot more loose and limber. So it's kind of hard to make that transition back and forth between what my hospital regulations are versus what living outside in society is, because they're not the same and they haven't been almost the entire year. I also think, you know, with all of the riots that are going on, with the presidential election, with the addition of COVID, you know, anxiety and depression are probably at an all-time high. And I know I personally have had some struggles with things as far as anxiety and slight depression, but you know, those struggles are more so from things that have been afflicted onto me. And so I can only imagine with what other people are going through who naturally have those difficulties that they have to face every day. I think ultimately, you know, 2020 has been a hard year for everybody, but there's always like something to look forward to in the end. And it kind of goes back to me saying like why I want to make podcasts in the first place is because I enjoy the idea of positivity and happiness and doing what you need in order to grow within yourself. And so I think if people go into 2021 with that outlook, like, yeah, we've had a lot of crap go on, but, you know, there's optimism in living and we are all alive still and we have the chance to go to 2021. So we might as well take it, you know, head first and do what we need to make our lives what we should, you know. Making ourselves better and growing is ultimately what I think should come out of 2020.
Yeah, if I would have to add anything to that, I would say I'm just excited for 2021. Yeah, that's all I want.
Is there anything that you've experienced this year that you're thankful for, that you don't think you would be able to have self-development or growth with without?
Yeah, I got a cat recently.
And what's her name?
I can't tell the world that yet. My mom still doesn't even know.
You can tell the world.
Her name is Umi. She is the cutest little cat right now. She's actually just getting spayed, and we are waiting for her to come back home. She has to spend the night at the hospital, and I'm a sick mom because I miss her.
How old is she?
She is months old. I think she's approximately 7 months old. She is a calico cat. We can add some pictures to it here. Yeah, she, other than my significant other, she is literally my world right now. So, it makes me happy.
I'm glad. I'm glad I could give you something that made you so happy. I guess for myself, the thing that I would not have been able to grow without is the loss of my father. My dad did recently pass away due to liver failure. He actually had 3 liver transplants, and you know, it was a long, hard process. We had to stay away from our home. We were in a hotel hopping for an entire month. And we were super blessed because there were so many people that were by our sides that helped us, me and my siblings and my mom. And they were there for us, and they helped guide us, and they gave us all the support we could ever ask for. And I think, like, having that experience, like, I'm obviously not happy that my dad passed away. I miss him. But he has motivated me to do stuff that I would never have done without his motivation, like this podcast. And he also showed me that there are people in this world that will sacrifice for the sake of myself. And I think that that was a really nice experience, just knowing that there are so many people in this world that do care for other people, that it's not like we live in a hopeless world where people don't care about one another. And I was able to see that through that whole experience. So it was nice and kind of opened my eyes to the fact that I can lean on my community if I need to.
It's true. That's why family's there. Having that sort of support is always nice. Being able to be able to...
The desk. You can't lean on this.
I'm sorry. Being able to, you know, look at the bright side of everything is always a great quality in people. Speaking of qualities, what is your biggest fear?
Oh, man. I think my biggest fear is drowning to death.
Really?
Yeah, I love water, like, a lot. Like, I love swimming. But I have asthma, so when I think about a lack of oxygen, I get paranoid and I get anxiety, and then I think about how hard it would be to breathe, and I don't think I could do it. I think before I even drowned to death, I would have an anxiety attack and pass out.
Your heart would stop.
I would just freak out. I would have a complete meltdown. I don't think
I could
do it. I'm
worried about the fish that we haven't discovered yet, and, like, the dinosaurs are still...
I think I would be absolutely okay finding a new fish in the middle of the ocean.
I would literally shit myself. I don't want to ever be... I would literally be so scared. I don't ever want to be back in the middle of the ocean. I would never want to take a cruise. I already like flying. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's one thing, too. Like, drowning to death is terrifying, but a plane crash? I'm scared of planes as is because I'm terrified of planes. So, I couldn't imagine getting on a plane and then the person over the intercom goes, hello, so we are actually crashing, prepare for landing. I would lose it. Bing, bing. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are, experiencing some major turbulence. If you would like to, go ahead and grab the masks floating down from above your face. We are preparing to land on the ground without runway. Thank you.
They're like, go ahead and prepare by grabbing your children and telling them you love them. I would freak out. I couldn't imagine. I'd be so scared. So scared. Alright, so the next thing that we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and start putting some of the color on my face. We're going to do a blue and green look today, and I'm really excited. It's going to have some yellow. We're going to use mostly the James Charles palette. We're going to use the Sunset Beats palette from Morphe for some of it. And then we're going to use the Aurora Lights Cosmetics palette because that has some of the shimmer that I need in it, and I'm really excited to try it out. So let's get to it.
Yeah, I would have to say, you know, flying is very terrifying because it kind of goes along with my biggest fear, which is heights. I am deathly afraid of heights. I don't know why, but you ever heard the Eminem song, Knees Weak, Arms, Hands Are Sweaty, Vomit on My Wet, Mom, blah, 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 blah. Knees Are Weak, Arms Are Heavy, vomit on my sweater already. That is.
That's you.
Literally me. I tried walking across the Golden Gate Bridge, which, if any of you guys know, is in San Francisco, California. It literally, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. It's the scariest thing I've ever done in my entire life. I tried so hard. I was with my family. I was with my girlfriend at the time. And I literally dripping sweat off my hands. I was like, I made it like maybe two or three arches in, and I was like, you guys keep going. I can't do it. And it made me feel bad.
Leave me behind.
Yeah, it made me feel bad because they didn't finish, and I was like, oh, but guys, you could have done it. I'm just sitting here. It also didn't help that there was a whale literally, like, going underneath the bridge, like, within, like, 200 feet of when we were doing it. Because I'm like, if I die, this whale, who is only eats shrimp, is going to eat me. And I was just, it was just not a good time.
You said, a whale's going to eat me.
I said it. I said it, and I mean it.
Even though whales don't eat people.
Well, I am a shrimp to that thing.
Okay, but you're definitely not a shrimp. Shrimp are so small.
It's not even shrimp, though, is it? It's krill. Which is a type of crustacean.
Honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know much about the fish in the world. I think I used a whale as a reference the other day for, like, getting attacked in the water. Because I just don't know much about, you know, aquatic life.
Speaking of aquatic life, what is your favorite Disney movie?
Oh my gosh. How does that have anything to do with aquatic life?
Because I think my favorite Disney movie is Finding Nemo.
Okay, well, I was going to say Finding Nemo.
Okay, well, we can have the same favorite movie.
No, we can't.
I also like Cars. I'm a huge Pixar guy.
I also liked Cars. I thought it was great.
I didn't like Cars 2. Cars 2 was okay. But Cars 3, I cried. If you didn't cry, then you're lying. That's on mom.
I definitely don't think I would have cried. I haven't seen it, but I don't cry during movies.
So. Oh, you say that.
Oh, no, I mean that.
I mean, I cry during Grey's Anatomy. I cry during everything.
You're just a crier.
When it comes to movies, I don't know what it is. It just gets me.
Well,
you didn't
cry during the Da Vinci Code.
Why am I supposed to cry during the Da Vinci Code?
I don't know, that's crazy.
I didn't cry during Inception.
Well, yeah. Let's go back to talking about us. Say something. Ask something about, like, personal life.
Okay, yeah. Let's definitely cut out the whole Disney part.
Oh, wait. Yeah, so I guess my favorite Disney movie... like a new Disney movie or, like, an older Disney movie?
I would say any Disney movie because my segue into this was that my favorite movie is Finding Nemo.
I really also like Finding Nemo. I can't lie. I think it might be top tier for me. There are other Disney movies, like Twitches is considered a Disney movie.
It is.
And I did really like that.
Are we going to talk about Disney Channel movies?
You said Disney movies.
No, that's a whole different story. I totally agree. Luck of the Irish?
Oh,
legendary.
Yeah. Such a good movie.
Twitches, you have to watch during the holiday season. Any holiday. It could be Easter and I'd still watch Twitches. Such a great movie. Such a great movie.
Well, I think that we should explain a little bit more about our podcast and our goals and what we plan on really doing with the podcast so that people can, you know, have a good idea for, like, if they want to engage or participate, you know?
I agree.
So, for those of you watching, I think that, or listening, basically, I think that the plan is that we're going to do podcasts, hopefully at least twice a week, because I think that that would be a good amount of time for everybody. And the goal is to make it so that you can either choose to listen to the audio version on a podcasting stream, or you can choose to listen and watch on the YouTube channel that we've created. And while I'm doing my podcast, I will be doing my makeup every time, and this time we're doing a crazy blue, yellow, and green look. In the future, hopefully we'll continue to do crazy looks. We'll have some different things. Sometimes I like to do face paint, so we'll do like a face paint look. And I think that it'll just be a really cool experience for everyone, something a little bit different. We'll talk about different topics. This time was just a kind of get-to-know-us conversation. So we're having conversation about random things, telling you guys about ourselves, just so you can kind of get to know us a little bit better. And then moving forward, each episode will probably have a specific topic to it. And if you have topic recommendations, you can always send them to us on either Instagram or Twitter, both of which are, both of which you can find at sazzlefrazzle_5, and that's sazzlefrazzle_5. Both options are fine with me. I check both of them daily, and then we'd be able to have your recommendations and use that in a YouTube video or on our podcast website.
True fact. So, buttons onto a jacket. Let's talk about the future of our podcast. So, ladies and gentlemen, Devin, there's. I would like to ask you guys if you guys have any ideas for any future podcasts we should do.
I just said that, Devin.
Keep this in so people know how you talk to me.
Huh?
Keep this in so people know how you talk to me.
No, I just said it, though. And you're like, and so I would... Why are you talking like that?
Because I don't want to seem like an idiot.
Well, talking slow seems like an idiot.
I am an idiot. Should we talk about how you haven't seen any of the Star Wars or Harry Potter franchises?
Yeah, I guess. I thought you were supposed to be good at this part.
We've gone through all of our topics.
Think of more topics.
I tried.
How much have we filmed?
We're at 36 minutes, probably, with all the stuff we cut out, probably around, like...
10?
25?
No, 10.
No, not even.
Yeah, easily.
What are you talking about?
Maybe. Just talk about a little bit more. I'm almost done.
Okay. So, let's see. We could talk about... What is the luckiest thing that has ever happened to you?
Oh my gosh, okay. I actually instantly knew when you asked that question. I was a freshman in high school, and I applied, or not a freshman,
Wait, hold up. Let's re-ask that question.
Okay.
So, next on the agenda, we're going to talk about, what's the luckiest thing that's ever happened to
you? Why'd you say it like that?
What do you want from me?
I don't like that.
So, Sasha, what's the luckiest thing that's ever happened to you?
Well, Devin, when I was a junior in high school, I applied to the scholarship called ACT6. It is a urban leadership and academic-based scholarship, and it is to schools in the Northwest, and they've actually extended to Midwest and other regions. And it's actually a full need slash full ride scholarship to a university for 4 years. And so they give you basically, they give you a scholarship and the amount of money based on your need that you fill out through your FAFSA. And so if you have a need that is higher, then they pay for more stuff for you. And then if you have a family contribution, then they'll give you whatever's left over from that. And so I was actually able to go to school and get paid to be in school through this organization called ACT6. And I actually had to do things like leadership conferences. I had to do a lot of community service. And so it is time consuming, but it's absolutely worth it. And it made it so that I can go to 4 years of school for free. So I think that might actually be like one of the luckiest things I've ever experienced. Like physically, that is.
That sounds like a great opportunity. I wish I would have done something like that, but alas.
So Devin, what is something that you think is the luckiest thing that's ever happened in your life?
I've never broken a bone.
That's pretty lucky.
I think that is like my top tier achievement. I'm just kidding, but yeah, no, it's a pretty satisfying thing to say, because you know, I feel like as a boy, especially living through my teenage years, one that likes to skate and longboard and ride bikes and dirt bike and just do a whole bunch of reckless things, not being able to knock on wood, breaking any bones, I feel like that is a blessing in disguise.
Definitely a win.
Yeah.
Okay, for those of you watching, okay. So now we're going to move on to the cut crease of this look, because I kind of wanted to do something, it's not an actual cut crease, but a half cut crease. I use my Tarte concealer and then a flat brush, and we just go into the crease of the eye just to lay it over it. And then that helps it so that I can blend the additional color on top and have it look a little bit nicer. I already have primer, so that also helps. But I just like the extra layer of cleanliness. The extra layer that creates a clean line.
All right, are you ready for this rapid fire round?
Rapid fire round!
Ding, 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 ding.
Let's hear it.
If you were an animal, which animal would you be?
Zebra. You said rapid fire, so I just assumed.
You went rapid fire. Why zebra?
Because I'm half black and half white. I guess I could be a panda then too, but...
Zebras are probably cooler than pandas.
They could be, but pandas are also really cool.
If you could travel anywhere on this earth, where would it be?
On the earth?
On the yarth.
On the yarth. I don't know. Either Jerusalem, because it's so unknown, or I would go somewhere like an underwater cave. You know, ones where you can, like, you, like, swim under the water, and then you pop up out of the water, and you're in a little cave. I think that would also be really cool. I know you could never do that.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not a fan of open ocean.
Technically, it's not open ocean.
If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Probably invisibility, so I could do stuff without people seeing.
What TV show do you turn on when you're just trying to zone and feel better?
Zone and feel better? Like, what kind of zone?
Just, you know, do homework.
Do homework?
Or just draw.
I'll watch Hunter x Hunter in English instead of Japanese, because then I've already seen it. So for me, if I'm trying to, like, just watch something as a background, I'll watch usually an anime. And right now it's Hunter x Hunter because I love it.
What was the last movie you saw in theaters?
In theaters? I haven't been to a theater in so long. They're all closed. I don't remember.
What do you consider the ultimate comfort food?
Ooh, mashed potatoes with some gravy. That actually sounds really good right now. Maybe I should go eat that.
What is your favorite color and your least favorite color?
My favorite color is orange, and my least favorite color is probably brown.
What do you consider that is your best physical feature?
I don't know. My eyes or my teeth. My mom prayed for me to have a smile like hers and eyes like hers, but she didn't pray for my hair. And now I've struggled for years with my hair complex, but I finally have fallen in love with my hair. So I'm actually going to say my hair. That's what I pick.
You do have beautiful hair.
Thank you.
Which celebrity would you want to hang out with for a day?
Oh my gosh. Ooh, that's a good one. I don't know. Part of me is like, what do you classify as a celebrity as? Because there's people that are considered influencers and they're not considered
celebrities. I would say influencers. If anyone who has over a million followers.
Over a million?
Over a million. And I know even like celebrities don't have over a million followers. But like, you know what I'm saying? If they're an influencer and they have over a million followers.
They're a celebrity.
I would consider them a celebrity.
Okay. Well, then I'm still going to pick Chris Brown.
Chris Brown probably has over a million followers.
Probably, but regardless, I think he's, like, I looked up to him as a kid. I thought I loved his music, and I had a really big crush on him growing up my whole life. So I feel like if I could meet my childhood crush, I should do it.
Yeah, so I think, I don't know, a famous person that I would want to meet?
Yeah.
Dang.
I know, it's a lot harder when you have to answer your own question, right?
It is. Honestly? Low-key, I would say Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
That would actually be a good one. Okay, if we could meet two famous people at once, I would pick Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Kevin
Hart. Kevin Hart.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely, that's a dub.
Or Will Ferrell.
Oh my gosh.
And
Zac Efron.
Zac Efron.
Not Will Ferrell and Zac Efron, but that one guy. Seth Rogen. I'd pick Seth Rogen and Zac Efron. Cause
Not
James Franco or James Franco?
I feel like
if I was in the same room with James Franco, I wouldn't be able to talk.
You'd be like drooling
yourself? I'd be like, wow.
I feel like if I was in the same room with Zac Efron or Seth Rogen, I wouldn't be able to talk. He'd just be making me laugh the entire
time. I would talk to Seth Rogen. I'd be like, do you think I'm funny?
He'd be like, no.
I'm like, can you say you think I'm funny?
You know who else would be really freaking cool to hang out with?
Who?
Jack Black.
Jack Black seems super cool, and especially when you think about his, like, movies like Jumanji.
His vibe.
His Jumanji movies have been great. I feel like Jack Black and I could be friends.
But no, Will Ferrell and the guy that he's always in movies with, the guy from Step Brothers.
Stop.
The guy from Talladega Nights.
Oh! Oh my gosh, what's that guy's name?
I have to look it up now.
Yeah, no, that guy, that's funny. Wow, I feel bad. That guy, he's hilarious. Why don't I know his name? I don't know his name because I don't know the name of anything. Don't feel bad that I don't know your
name. That's true. I honestly highly doubt that he's watching this.
Well, what if he does watch it and he's like, man, they don't even know my name. I'm sorry that I don't know your name.
I'd swear that I have known your name at one point in time. Oh my gosh.
What is it?
John C. Reilly.
Oh my god, we're done.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry, my guy.
He's not watching, remember?
Well, maybe he gets shown this. You never know. Okay. If you had all the money in the world to buy one object, what would you buy?
Can I keep the money?
No. You have to buy the object.
I have to buy the object?
Yes.
I'd buy a bank and put all the money in it.
Okay. That's cheating.
That's not cheating. Nobody said that you can't do that.
I said it.
Well.
You have to buy one thing. And you can't keep the money afterward. You buy the thingy and the money's gone.
Oh my gosh. Okay, then I'd buy... I don't know what I'd buy.
Interesting.
I'd buy an entire med school. And, like, deem myself chief.
Of the med school?
Of the med school.
Interesting. That is one thing you also didn't talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Your aspiring future in medicine.
Ask me a question so that we can prompt this well in the YouTube video and everything else.
So, yeah, let's talk about some things that we've kind of glossed over. You have a 4-year health science degree, and with that, what are you trying to do?
Well, I do hopefully plan on going to medical school. I would love to, at the end of the day, become a surgeon. My goal is to become a pediatric neurosurgeon, because I think that medicine is great, and babies are great, so why not try to save the lives of babies? I also think that I would do pretty good in that field because of the personality I have, and yeah, I've just always been drawn towards the brain, and especially after my dad had his stroke, I was even more drawn towards it, because I love the idea of how mysterious it's deemed in the world, so it'd be really cool to learn more about the mysteriousness of the brain and how it works with reference to the rest of the body.
That's fair.
Yeah, what are your plans for the future if streaming and podcasts don't become a real thing?
I would love to become a veterinarian. It's an aspiring goal of mine. At this point, it is pretty difficult, I'm not going to lie. I haven't been in school for a little while. And science is not my forte. But I've loved animals. I've always wanted to be a part of animals. They make me happier than most humans. Just because animals can't ever hurt you. They can physically hurt you, but they can't just cause
you. They hurt your feelings when they go love your friend instead of you, when you guys both walk through the door.
That doesn't happen.
It could.
That doesn't happen.
Yeah, but imagine.
That's why I shelter my animals.
Imagine if you walked in and your dog ran to your friend instead of you.
I feel like that's going to happen regardless because I haven't seen that person. But at the end of the night, you know who's sleeping with me?
Your cat.
Yeah, my cat. You're right, my cat. That leads me to my next question, actually. If you had to choose one, only one.
Nope.
Dog or cat?
Nope. I can't betray my animals like that. There's no way I could choose between a dog and a cat.
There is a way.
There's not.
I asked you to.
I can't. I literally physically will die if I try to do that.
I think I would choose a dat. Or a cog.
Nice. You really got that one.
I thought I did. Really hit that one on the nail. If you were the president, what's the first thing you would want to change in this country?
Oh, man. If I was the president, the first thing I would change is probably our healthcare system. I would really strive for a universal healthcare system because I don't think that health is a privilege. And I think that a lot of times when you have money and you want, like, good insurance, then you have better insurance because you have the money. Whereas those that don't have good insurance typically have lower income. And I don't think that's necessarily a fair thing because it's not... Someone could be born with a congenital failure, and that's not their fault. But because they have less money, they can't have better insurance to cover the things they need. And I don't think that that's, like, humane. So I would urge for a universal healthcare system.
Bada bing, bada boom. With that, what foreign languages would you want to learn, and why?
Ooh, okay, so I really like Spanish because I grew up, like, really learning Spanish. I think it's cool, and I like how it sounds. But ultimately, if I could pick any language to just be fluent in that's a different language, I would pick Japanese. Because, one, I would love to be able to watch anime without having to read subtitles.
How?
And I don't want to have to wait till it's dubbed, you know? I'd rather just be able to read it and understand it. So there's that. Two, I think that Japanese sounds cool. Mm-hmm. Like, imagine being angry and being like an anime character, like, let's say duh. You know? They get the deep voice.
Or you'd be like iCarly, where he's yelling at the lamp at like an angry guy.
Apple! Yeah, exactly. So I think Japanese would be really cool to learn.
So I think we should touch back on the zebra. Why zebra? Out of, like, you know, everything, I'm still stuck on it.
I think that, you know, if you think about zebras, they just live a free life, running around. I mean, yeah, they get, like, attacked by their animals.
Have you seen Madagascar?
Yeah, like, they get their butts eaten, you know? But I think that being a zebra would just be, like, so nice to... Or, I guess, a horse in general, because you just,
horse.
Is a zebra not a type of horse?
I feel like it is.
I'm pretty sure they're in the same domain.
Domain?
Yeah. Molecularly, biologically speaking... Okay. I think they're in the same domain.
I was like, I don't know if there's that many horses in Africa.
Oh my gosh, you're ridiculous. But I think that they kind of just get to live freely and run around, and I'm jealous of that, so...
That is fair. That is fair. So... I don't know what animal I would be.
Well, I could see you being a koala bear.
Koala bears are literally my favorite animal.
I can see it.
They sleep for, like, 16 hours out of the day. But, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't mind being a house cat.
Oh, my gosh. House cats live the life.
They just get loved all the time. They literally get to do whatever. They don't ever get in trouble. Because what are they going to do that is going to be bad? You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day...
I mean, there's some house cats that are bad.
Well, yeah, those house cats aren't house cats. Those are cats.
Okay.
Ever seen that one show, My Nightmare Cat?
No.
Really? Oh, yeah. Well, it's on, I think it's on Animal Planet or whatever. I don't know if it's still on there anymore. But this guy used to go and, like, deal with these crazy cats that were, like, the most terrorizing to cats. And literally, he would just make them completely normal in, like, an episode.
Oh, my gosh. I absolutely do remember that.
Yeah, it was, like, a bald guy with a beard. He looked like he didn't like cats at all, but he was, like, the nicest cat guy ever.
He's like, I love... Cats!
Yeah, literally.
Cats!
So, do you think aliens exist?
That's a pretty sharp topic there, man. I think that there's no way we can, like, not even know what's in the ocean and expect to know what's in space. I'll tell you that much.
I agree.
If we are like, man, maybe there's a whole other, like, life form that we've never even thought about in the ocean, then... If it's in the ocean, why could it not be in space?
I agree. I mean, if they talk about how we have millions and trillions and billions of galaxies, and there's, like...
And they're like, we're the only living organisms. I'd be like, what?
That's insane. It's literally impossible.
How would it be possible is my question.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
If you could tell me how it would be possible, then I would believe you.
Speaking on aliens, if you were to move it to any country, what would it be?
I was like, what does that have to do with aliens?
Being alien to the country?
Yeah, I understand. If I could go to another country, I don't know. I like the idea of Egypt, but it also terrifies me, so not Egypt. Obviously, Japan is up there because I just expressed how much I love the Japanese culture. I also think that... I don't know, where's Peru? I feel like that's not a bad place.
Peru's in South America.
It's not talked about much.
It's next to Brazil.
Well, yeah, maybe Peru. Or Brazil. Or Europe. I feel like Europe would be so nice.
Okay, Switzerland well, that's also not a country. Nice.
Oh.
Europe is not a country.
Yeah. Anywhere in Europe is fine. Switzerland is a country, right?
Yes.
I would go to Switzerland. I think that's a really cool place. It sounds cool anyways.
Yeah, I mean,
isn't
Switzerland's
that where PewDiePie's cool. from?
Yes.
Then I can meet PewDiePie and I'd be happy.
I don't think he lives there anymore.
All right, well,
PewDiePie,
I'm coming for you. I'll meet you in Switzerland. He's like, that's not even where I'm from. Idiot.
Yeah, but with that, like, what's your favorite type of food? What culture makes the best food, in your opinion?
I love Thai food, like, so much. Like, Thai noodles are amazing. And I also really love breads, different types of breads. Like, soft, baked, fluffy breads are so good.
Bread is good.
So probably just wherever has the best bread.
I would say Mexican food. Mexican food is literally so good. I know it's just beans, rice, and tortillas and some cheese, but a man loves cheese.
That goes a long way. A man loves his cheese.
I'm a cheeseaholic, if one could be.
I know. I was talking about eating cheese with my mom, and she was like, just make sure you eat it in moderation, because it's really not that good for you. And I was like, I don't know if that's possible for some people. Like, some people really just love cheese, that there's no such thing as moderation.
Oh, yeah. That's me.
Yeah, I thought about you. I was like, that's Devin. Cheeseaholic.
What's the most expensive thing you've ever broken?
Broken?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, we had this dojo, and we had a really big mirror on the wall. And I went down because we were doing push-ups. And when I dropped to do push-ups, my heel hit the corner of the mirror, and it, like, broke the whole, like, it broke a crack of the mirror off. And it was very expensive, and I thought that I was going to get in so much trouble. But I didn't. But I was terrified. I was so scared.
Did you immediately start crying?
Huh?
Did you immediately start
if
crying?
If I would have cried, I would have gotten in trouble. We were in the middle of doing karate. You think I could just sit and cry?
I don't know.
Nah. Not acceptable.
I don't even know if I broke anything that expensive.
Well, I'm sure your mom would know. You just text your mom real quick, hey, I'm doing a podcast, can you tell me what I've broken that's expensive?
I bought like a KitchenAid, like appliance or something.
KitchenAids are expensive.
No, not like the blenders, like just an appliance, like a kitchen appliance.
What do you mean?
I don't know, like a blender?
You no, just like said a... not like a blender.
No.
You literally just said
mixer.
Not like a...
KitchenAids are mixers.
Okay.
And other products, but...
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. What mythical creature do you wish actually existed?
I don't know of any mythical creatures. The thingy in the water?
Specific.
You know the thing...
Loch Ness Monster?
I don't know. Whatever people are like, this would be so scary if it was real.
Mermaids, Loch Ness Monster.
That one.
Loch Ness Monster.
Loch Ness Monster. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, yeah. Have you seen Water Horse?
Huh?
Water Horse?
What's a, like a seahorse?
Oh my gosh. The movie Water Horse?
No.
Oh. I would say...
I'm lacking in my movie diversity.
Yeah, you are. You haven't even seen Harry Potter or Star Wars.
I'm not going to put this in if you're trying to roast me.
Okay. Put this one in.
This makeup look is not my favorite so far, I'm not gonna lie. I feel like I could have done better, but for some reason I feel slightly distracted.
Oh, that's okay. yeah, so mythical creatures. Let me restart that one. A mythical creature that I would like to see would be a griffin. I think that would be so sick.
What's a griffin?
It's like a horse and a bird.
Oh, yeah, that would be kind of cool.
You just ride a bird, like a horse. You just have a horse bird. You'd be homies with them.
That would actually be really cool.
Right?
Right?
What would you name it?
Griffin.
That, yeah, I guess that makes sense. Does not sound, like, super original, though.
Griffin the Griffin?
Griffin the Griffin. Boring.
Or Boris.
Boring. Okay, now I plan on using... Okay, you were saying them. Nope. Now I'm going to use my eyeliner. It says it's a tattoo liner, but I don't know the brand anymore because it is completely smeared off. But I really like it because it is a really nice tip to it. It's a liquid eyeliner, and it goes on very smooth, and then it literally lasts all day long. So it's a super great product, and I definitely recommend it to anyone who's looking to have a long-lasting eyeliner.
What's something people don't worry about, but they probably should?
Hand hygiene.
Oof. That's a pretty good one.
I feel like a lot of people are like, oh yeah, I'm clean. But like, if you really like, oh, actually I take that back. They probably don't think about the dirt on their shoes. Like when you come into your house and you like walk around your whole house and your shoes are actually really dirty. But you have a dog that walks around your house and now his paws are dirty. And then he licks his paws, but then he like licks you. And then now you're dirty because of the dirt on your shoes. I don't think people think about their shoe dirt enough.
It's true. People sometimes go into houses without taking their shoes off.
Yeah.
Which is kind of ridiculous.
One, I instantly take my shoes off when I get into a house because I'm trying to be cozy.
You said one like you were going to say something.
Yep, that's the only point I have. One. Coziness.
Okay. Now, time for the main event. What is one joke that you know by heart?
What is a... pile of cats.
What's a pile of cats?
A meowton.
Nice.
It's the best joke I got.
Nice. I mean, you got it memorized.
Yeah.
Let's see. What's brown and sticky?
A stick in the mud.
You know...
Am I right?
I let you keep your thunder.
Am I right?
Yes.
I thought I was
wrong. It's actually just a stick.
Oh.
What's brown and sticky?
Oh.
A stick.
Oh! See, then I wasn't right.
I should have taken your joke from you.
I didn't know.
It would have been funny. I'm just kidding. Damn, you're just a good guess. What TV show character would it be the most fun to change places with for a week?
For a week? Like a TV character? Like anime counts?
It could be anyone, yeah. I would say Peter Griffin, though.
Because
Peter Griffin literally gets to live the best life and doesn't get any repercussions ever. So.
Yeah, but you get the voice of him, not the life of him.
What TV show character would you be the most fun to change places with for a week?
Oh. I mean, yeah, Peter has it pretty good.
I mean, he has no repercussions for all the dumb stuff he does.
I'd probably want to be Stewie then.
Why? So you could just call me Fat Man?
No. Yeah. No, because I could travel through time.
You don't know Dr. Who is, do you?
Stewie's way cooler. He's a genius for a kid. If that's not me, I don't know what is.
Alright. It's cool. What was cool when you were young but is not cool now?
Hmm.
You can't say Tamagotchi because those are still cool.
I can't think of what a Tamagotchi even looks like, so.
It's the little handheld thing, so you have to feed and stuff at a certain time or else they die.
Those were never cool in the first place.
You're not cool.
I think something that is cool now but wasn't... Wait, is that what you're asking? Or the opposite? Used to be cool and is no longer cool. Everything I've done is cool, so I don't know.
Baggy clothing.
What? I still wear baggy clothing. It's so cozy.
That doesn't mean it's cool.
It is cool. You don't think that I look really cool in my extra, extra large sweatshirt when I wear a regularly small
shirt?
You look
so dope.
Yeah, I don't think anyone could look cooler than that.
What game have you spent the most hours playing?
Oh my gosh. It's a tie between Fortnite and Call of Duty.
You sound like such a gamer.
I've spent, like... Well, actually, like, my whole life.
Your whole life?
Okay, and then maybe Halo, because I've played a lot of Halo. Like, growing up, my dad would make us stay home from school to play Halo. And we would have... Everybody had their own Xbox. We were all in different rooms. We got LAN cables throughout the entire house. and we would just yell at each other because we didn't all have headsets, so we'd have all the doors open to, like, yell at each other. And we'd play Halo like that, and we played Call of Duty like that. Specifically zombies, it was insane. So, I actually take it back. It's between Halo and Call of Duty.
Yeah, so for this podcast, we're really just, you know, getting to know each other more, getting to know, letting you guys know more about us. We have some set stuff that we're trying to do, like set...
topics.
Topics, thank you. Oh my goodness, that was so hard to think of. Set topics that we're going to be going through, but for this, I'm just asking questions. We're getting to know each other, letting you guys get to know us, doing the dangle. You know, I'm sizzling.
I mean, to be fair, we actually know each other quite well, since we're dating. But at the same time, it's nice that we're asking these questions because we know how to prompt each other so that other people could get to know us. Like, when I ask you, what's your favorite Hamilton song? I know that you like Hamilton. So, I'm prompting you to let the world know.
I do like Hamilton. And what my favorite song is...
sing it. Give us a little debut, why don't you?
There's so many good ones.
Just, let's hear it. Just let go. Just sing the song.
I would have to say The Room Where It Happens. You know, it's kind of a take. People probably won't like it that much, but...
sing it.
No.
You have to. It's for the first podcast ever.
For the last time. That's it.
That was beautiful.
That's all you get. Thank you. Thank you. It's ironic because I'm never singing this podcast again. And that was actually a quote from Tom. What would be some downsides of certain superpowers?
If you're invisible and you have underwear on and you're walking around, people would still see your undies. And they'd be like, wow.
Why would you wear underwear if you're invisible?
Because imagine what happens when you just magically stop being invisible, and then what? You're naked?
Well, you have the power of invisibility.
Yeah, but just because you can turn invisible doesn't mean you can control it.
You literally can.
No. Have you watched any other anime, like, superpower movies? Not everybody has full control over their superpowers.
Okay, well, I wouldn't be walking around naked if I didn't.
Well, I'm just saying. How would you be invisible? It's a complex thing there.
I mean, with that, it'd be like, that's like learning how to fly. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you just, like, get on your tippy toes real quick to, like, get something off the top shelf, what's stopping you from flying to the top of your roof? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Have you not seen heroes learn how to use their powers, like, literally ever? My hero. Think about when Midoriya
Hey, I'm cutting this from the podcast because you... dissing me right now.
I'm dissing you because you sound ridiculous.
I'm asking questions. We're cutting that whole thing off.
No, we're not. Here's the next question for you, though. If you were able to paint any type of famous art that's already been created, but you could be the author of it because you are that good at painting?
The author?
Is painting not considered authorship?
Artist?
Artist, author, that's the same thing. You created.
Authors write stuff.
Do you not consider paintings as writings? It's a visual representation
writings
of writing.
Of your emotions, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Don't hate on the art. Just pick which one you'd want to be the creator of.
Starry Night.
And explain why.
Because it is visually probably one of the most appealing pieces of artwork I've ever seen in my entire life.
Even though you're scared of this guy?
Even... bada boom, bada bing. You just hit me right and left. You say I suck. Everything. Even look at this guy. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I am afraid of this guy. But that doesn't mean that I don't like Vincent Van Gogh or that art. I mean, he's got several others, like the poppy field. His self-portrait's pretty cool, but that's not me. I just thought Starry Night's really beautiful. What about you?
I like my own art because I am a real artist. I'm kidding. I actually don't know a lot about artists other than the Starry Night and the Mona Lisa. Those are the two that I can actually, like, think of off the top. And whichever one has, like, the ghost that's like, oh.
Screaming?
Yeah,
that's
scream.
Vince Van Gogh.
I think that one's
no,
really
that's,
cool.
No, that's not Vince Van Gogh. Don't take me on that. That's not.
I think that one's really cool because I think the, like, art style itself is really cool. And if I could draw like that, or like paint like that, I think that would be a really cool skill to have.
I think Pablo Picasso is a pretty talented artist as well.
I think I don't know enough about people to actually use names and to say who I like as artists. I just think art is awesome.
Interesting. Okay, any other questions for me?
No, not yet. Okay, so on to the last step of the makeup today, guys. I have finished the eyeshadow. I finished the eyeliner. I like how everything's looking so far. We got an interesting, like, little fishy type vibe. And I kind of like it. Probably the first time in a long time that I've kind of just gone with random colors and put them on my face. I've done a blue, yellow, green combo before, but not like this. So I'm actually excited that I was able to explore outside of my comfort zone. The last thing we need to do today, though, is put on some fake eyelashes because I want to practice putting fake eyelashes more. I think it's a good skill to have if you want to be able to do it. I don't use fake eyelashes every time I do my makeup. I just enjoy doing it occasionally just for the extra show. Talk to me a little more, Devin. We're almost done.
What's the craziest animal on the planet?
Okay, give me a better topic than that.
Okay. When was the time you acted nonchalant, but you were going crazy on the inside? Better topic?
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like I always act nonchalant, and I feel like I'm always going crazy. So, always, but specifically, like at my dad's funeral, I was trying to be super cool and chill and made it look like, you know, I was cool. I was, you know, nothing was wrong. I'm good. And then on the inside, I was actually like, oh my God, there's so much going on. There's so many people. Like, there's so many things. I had to set up so much stuff. But it got handled and it got done, and that's really what matters, right? I feel like sometimes it's okay to be nonchalant and, like, secretly be dying on the inside. Because you know what you can handle as a person. I know that sometimes I need to let my crazy, like, scaredness out. I know that sometimes I need to just hold it in for a little bit.
I feel it.
There's a cat walking over there.
There is?
He can't be up there. Get him down.
Okay. How will we get your cute cat self out of here, Tubby? What's the scariest non-scary movie you've seen?
Scary Movie 3.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I thought the scary movies were kind of scary.
I did too. I was like, man, these are a little bit, like, too much for me. But at the same time, I was laughing a lot. So I was like, I don't know, maybe they're not actually scary.
What was the last thing you Googled?
Stop.
What was the last thing you Googled?
The last thing I Googled was how to make a podcast.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know what app to use. I don't know what to upload it onto. I knew nothing, and that was this morning, so.
The last thing I Googled was Talladega Nights.
Why?
To figure out who John C. O'Reilly was.
You didn't Google these questions you're asking me?
No. Cut that. Cut it. What odd smell do you really enjoy?
What odd smell do I really enjoy? Can you answer this one first?
Cut grass.
Oh, that's odd?
I would say it's not like a normal smell.
Well, what makes a smell normal?
You know, like anything that would be in a candle.
Oh, okay. So, Skittles? Because those aren't in a candle.
That's bullshit. I can look up... That's not true. I could look up Skittle candles right now and probably have...
Probably. Okay, well, I don't know. Like, I really like the smell of rain. I don't think you can find that in a candle.
Probably could, but...
Cut grass in a candle, then.
You could probably find your attitude in a candle.
That'd be a really nice candle.
What's the funniest thing you've seen a kid do?
This little kid once came up to me and looked at me funny. And then, like, looked at their
parent. Did you beat him up?
No. And then looked at their parent and was like, Mommy, why did God paint that person differently? And I was like, huh? I think that was probably the weirdest encounterment I've ever had with a child.
Let's see, weirdest thing that I've had. Funniest thing. I said funniest.
I thought it was pretty funny as well.
I think, honestly, when people, you know, biff it, eat the spit, or one would say, fall.
I think that is actually genuinely probably the funniest stuff to me. And
little kids fall so dramatically.
It could be literally, like, a foot fall, and they smack the ground, and they immediately start crying.
They're like, oh!
But honestly, that three seconds of falling, it's literally so funny. I have to hold my tongue. It's probably the worst thing that's ever been said on podcast air.
I laugh at children falling to their doom.
It's just so funny. Like, the amount of times I've seen little kids just go too fast on a slide, and just like, oh my gosh, it gets me every time. It gets me every time. And it sounds terrible, but I don't know. Fight me, internet.
Everybody's like, no, actually, man, we totally agree with you. Children falling? Haha, hilarious.
Well, you know, it's really funny. My next question. When was the most inappropriate time that you busted out in laughter?
Oh, my God. The most inappropriate time that I've busted out in laughter? I don't know. I feel like, so my reactions to, like, being nervous and uncomfortable is to laugh. So when people say things that are, like, embarrassing or sad, or, like, they're angry, I laugh. Like, I smile and laugh because I'm trying to, like, not show emotion. So sometimes by not showing emotion, I show laughter. And I know that that's really inappropriate. Which is ironic because a lot of people are like, oh, the first time I met you, you had such a straight face. Like, you looked so intimidating. You're so serious. And I was like, oh, really? Because on the inside, I'm just trying really hard not to laugh all the time. And like, even Tyrese, my younger brother, is like, you're like the least intimidating person I know. And I'm like, that's ironic. Everybody says the exact opposite from when they meet me. So maybe so I should just laugh from now on.
What's up, gangster? Test my gangster.
Test my gangster. Okay, boomer.
Okay, boomer. If you had a clown-themed superhero.
I would never have a clown-themed superhero for one. Let me stop you there.
Okay, I'm stopped.
No, I'm just kidding. Let's hear it.
What powers would he have?
He could make balloons appear from thin air.
I would say if he squoze his red nose, he'd just disappear.
Oh my gosh, that would actually be really cool too.
That'd be terrifying.
Huh? Gone! Still see the clown outfit though, because...
he's naked?
He's naked! That's so funny. I couldn't imagine a clown having a superhero. I don't know a superhero power. I couldn't imagine a clown having a superhero power. I don't know why, I just feel like that would be insane.
What's the weirdest crush you've ever had?
Chris Brown.
Is that weird?
No, I actually used to be in love with the Power Rangers. Like, the cartoon Power Ranger. And Darkwing Duck. Like, the cartoon Darkwing Duck.
Interesting. I feel that. I used to be in love with, Franny. From, I think it's Franny from Foster Homes
for Imaginary Friends. I was going to say, Foster Homes of Imaginary Friends?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I don't know why.
I don't know why either. What was so appealing?
I don't know.
Her name.
I like a girl with a demanding attitude.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
What else? I don't think I've ever had any other, like, really weird, like, crushes like that.
Well, alright guys, this is the makeup look for the day. I'm really happy with how it turned out. I'm super thankful to have Devin here with me this whole time, being able to talk to me and doing our podcast together, first time podcast. For those of you interested in hearing the podcast as well as just giving a little bit extra support, I'm going to go ahead and leave the link in the description for that down below. And if you want to go ahead and like this video, share it with your friends. It's the first of many. I am so excited. Devin, thank you so much for co-hosting this with me and being a part of this journey with me.
Of course.
It's going to be amazing. I'm excited. I don't know about how excited you are.
I'm pretty excited. Yeah, I said so that means I'm pretty excited.
He said, I don't have any words, so...
Speechless.
I'm speechless. But next time, we definitely have a topic for you guys. The topic is going to be the history and revolution of makeup throughout the different eras. And so we're going to talk about where makeup originated from, what it meant, what it means now, and how it's adapted over the years, and what people utilize it for now compared to back then.
Yeah, so it's going to be a lot less screwball-y and all over the place like this one is.
This definitely was just a first-time podcast. We just wanted to say hi, get our names out there, our face out there, let you guys know, like, this is what's happening. We are here for it. And just expect more from us.
We also just wanted to have you guys kind of get to know us a little bit. Yeah. Not just come in raw dog. Okay, I can't say that.
Come on!
Yeah, I just wanted to... I wanted to...
I'm pretending to look at you, so I need you to talk.
Okay, yeah, so... Yeah, yeah,
Oh, yeah. Wait. Yeah, yeah, keep talking.
We also wanted you guys...
Oh, wait, actually, because I need this, like, the audio part of this to match. Hand me my chapstick, or my lipstick thingy. It, like, is a pink lipstick. That's a highlighter, Devin. Two, one, go.
But yeah, we just wanted to let you guys know more about ourselves and let you know kind of what we're doing, but more so just getting comfortable with it. It's our first podcast. It's not our first time really getting out into the limelight, as one would say.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, I'm really excited moving forward. Like I said, if you guys want to message me, feel free. For those of you that know me in real life, feel free to message me regularly. If you have never seen me before but you have recommendations, feel free to DM me on Instagram or on Twitter, both of which are sazzlefrazzle_5. We're so grateful that you guys took your time to watch this and enjoy, and hopefully you guys enjoyed enough to come back to the next episode. Is that how you want to end it?
GG's!
GG's!